seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam Musa al-Kazim was the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim was the son of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now, when we talk about Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, we see historically that he left an amazing legacy full of goodness, righteousness, beauty, and he was a brilliant guide for the community in general. And among the unique aspects that marked Imam al-Kazim's personality is his steadfastness and determination, his perseverance in front of the difficult events and the ordeals showered upon him by his contemporary tyrants. Old and young have an amazing opportunity to learn to how to deal with life's difficulties by looking into the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لا علم إلا من عالم رباني ومعرفة العالم بالعقل.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, knowledge can only be gained from a divine scholar and recognition of that scholar is through the intellect.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, when we talk about the beautiful dialogues of the infallible imams, of course, we run across the beautiful dialogues and conversations of the divinely appointed imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam. And so in his conversations and his dialogues with his companions, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, he speaks about relieving people who seek sanctuary. And so Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, in one of his conversations with his companions, was talking about how one needs to grant the needs of the people, of the mu'mineen, of the believers. And if a believer, a fellow Muslim brother or sister, comes to request relief and sanctuary, then what must be done? In the conversation, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says, if a sanctuary seeker goes to their brother and asks them to relieve them, to give them safety and sanctuary, and this individual who was asked does not provide sanctuary, of course, keeping in mind that they had the means to provide sanctuary, This individual does not provide sanctuary to their brother or sister in faith, then in reality they have cut off their relationship with Allah, the Great, the Almighty. Allahu Akbar. We find in different instances in the history of the Imams that this kind of situation has happened. Marwan ibn al-Hakam, if I am correct, he brought his family to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Now, this event takes place after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which was directly and indirectly caused by Marwan ibn al-Hakam. But when Marwan came to Imam Sajjad and he said that the people of Medina will surely kill my women and children, can you provide them with sanctuary? Imam Sajjad, despite the fact that this was an individual who had an indirect hand, and perhaps can be said a direct hand, in the killing of Imam Hussein, still Imam Sajjad provided a sanctuary to the women and children of Marwan ibn al-Hakam, of course women and children who were innocent. A beautiful reminder that we should give sanctuary and provide sanctuary and provide relief to our fellow brothers and sisters. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Qadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
When it comes to the analysis of the life of the Imam, one begins to understand that there were a number of challenges that were posed in his lifetime. What kind of challenges? He went through 5 Abbasid caliphs. Who were they? As-Saffah, Al-Mansur, Al-Hadi, Al-Mahdi, and finally Harun al-Abbasi. And during each and every caliphate of these particular 5 tyrants, the Imam Salamullahi Alayhi adopted a number of strategies and became very much influential within the community and within the Muslim Ummah. One thing that the Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim, Salawatullahi wa Salamu Alayhi, was very much distinguished at the onset was the fact that he wanted to purify the intentions as well as correct some of the moral indecencies that were prevalent within the society at that time. In which way? Imam alayhi salam would walk past a house in which music is being played. A servant outside is bringing the rubbish or the garbage. He asks her, the owner of the house that the music inside is being played, is he a slave or is he a master? She responds back by saying, indeed, he is a master. Imam alayhi salam would say to her, if he was a slave, he would have respected his master. And he moves on. The lady goes back. The man inside by the name of Bishr says to her, who did you speak to? She describes this man that she saw. She says he has thafanat. Thafanat means excess skin on his forehead. She says to him that he was so skinny when he was standing, I could see the wind somewhat moving his body and his aba. He immediately recognizes that this is a noble individual, a virtuous man. Tell me, what is it that he said? She responds back by saying that he said, if the man inside the house was a slave, he would have respected his master. That statement hit hard in the heart of this man, Bishr, who runs barefooted to catch Imam Musa ibn Ja'far and says to him, Sayyidi wa Mawlai, halli min tawbah.
Thank you. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
أنت يا بدر المدينة خير خلق الله.